If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Tony Fitzpatrick is a Chicago artist, best known for his multimedia collages, paintings, and drawings. His work, inspired by Chicago street culture, cities he's traveled to, tattoo designs, and more. He's the author of 8 books. He's authored or illustrated 8 books of art and poetry. He's written for the New City newspaper. His art appears in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, and the National Museum of American Art in Washington, D.C. And it's also been on various record albums like the Neville Brothers. Tony, haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm good, man. What's going on?
Well, you're going on. I saw the big mural that you did for the Steppenwolf Theater. And
oh, did you get by there?
Where did I see it? Did I see it on TV or online or something? And it was Tony Fitzpatrick's largest work to date, his first outdoor mural. Yeah. But I wonder why did you say this is the end of a chapter in your career?
Oh, no. I mean, I was thinking it would be the last one, the last public piece in Chicago. Mm. I'm working on 2 murals in Glen Ellen right now because I'm having my final museum show. It opens in October. And, you know, I'm working on 2 murals for downtown Glen Ellen, which will be just off of Main Street. You know, I attempted higher education at the College of DuPage when I was like 19. and you know what? Actually, you know, learned a great deal there. I attended there and I took acting classes and painting and drawing classes. And I was at this juncture where I was like, well, am I going to be an actor or am I going to be an artist? And finally, the guy who, you know, my friend Martha Levy said to me, you know, it's not binary. You don't have to choose one or the other. Do both of them and let one kind of feed the other. And that kind of set my compass right. I just thought, all right, I will, you know, I'll try to live a creative life. I'm, you know, I'm an artist. It's not, you know, some days I go to a film set, some days I go to my studio. So, yeah, I went to College of DuPage and I kind of, you know, righted myself and found a direction to go. So,
well, you've had,
that was important.
You've had many directions. Tony Fitzpatrick has been a radio host, bartender, boxer, construction worker, and also film actor. What are some of the movies that you've been in playing bit parts, Tony?
I've been in, you know, a bunch of movies. I was in Primal Fear and
Silence of the Lambs. Silence of the Lambs, too, right?
No, I wasn't in Silence of the Lambs. I was doing a play.
Oh.
Buzz was in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, Buzz Killman, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, my radio partner at the time. He did it.
You guys knew Jonathan Demme pretty well, right?
Really well. He was a dear friend of both of ours. Buzz grew up with him, and I knew him. I met him as my collector in about the mid-'80s, and we grew to become very good friends. I introduced him to the woman who he married, and, you know, he was just a remarkably warm, kind, inclusive, and remarkable artist. I mean, he had a stunning vision of what film should be, and I learned a great deal from him. The mural that I made is dedicated to Martha Levy, who we also lost in an eerie irony the same day that Jonathan Demme left us in March of 2017. So,
yeah, we should say,
pretty weird.
Yeah, Martha Levy, yeah, the late former artistic director of the Steppenwolf Theater.
Yeah, the late great. I mean, the one who shepherded Steppenwolf for 3 decades. And, you know, almost every Tony Award they ever won. And they have shelves full of them. then one on her watch, you know, and for her and Jonathan to die the same day, I mean, both of my mentors were immediately gone, you know, and it was, let's just say it was one of the worst days of my life, so...
Yeah, we used to have Tony on our Fox Thing in the Morning show fairly regularly. We had a feature called Art Attack with Tony Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Remember how we got you thrown out of the Art Institute, Tony?
Yeah, you got me thrown out. you know, I kind of got myself thrown out. I almost got you guys thrown off the air. I mean, I remembered, you know, unabashedly not having anything like a filter back then. And, you know, Bob, you know, to your credit, you kind of encourage that. It's like, okay, we need a bull in a china shop. Call Tony. See what he's doing.
Yeah. He did a review that the Art Institute wasn't fond of. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. They sent and they tied like a publicist to my tail. So me and Jimmy Weiser and everybody just kept ditching her, and you know, there's one point the guy filmed her literally chasing me down some of the halls of the Art Institute, and we got a very funny bit about it, but then I was invited to not ever come back.
But now you're okay. You're okay coming in there.
Yeah,
again,
no,
right?
No, yeah, I mean you know, I'm in the collection, you know. I was in it then, you know. I went there yesterday, by the way. I went to see the Bisa Butler show at the Art Institute. And Bob, you got to see this. It is towering. It is tapestries of, you know, of mostly black people, and you know them in our culture, and mm-hmm. and they're beautifully rendered and just phenomenally drunk with color. They're just the most astonishing show I've ever seen. I have to go back and see it again. I mean, it's something that's so overwhelmingly beautiful, you kind of cannot take it all in one visit.
Tony Fitzpatrick, so, he is, I think, the only artist to ever have his work in the Art Institute displayed there and also being thrown out. And, Tony, I was reading about how there's an increasing amount of scientific evidence that proves art enhances brain function. It has an impact on brainwave patterns, emotions. The nervous system can actually raise serotonin levels. Art can change a person's outlook and the way they experience the world. How about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I honestly, you know, especially during the pandemic, when I reopened my gallery, about a month and a half ago, I mean, I just thought, you know, people need culturally to re-enter the world.
Yep.
And the one thing I know is that, you know, like air, like water, like food, you know, like warmth, people need art.
Where can they see your work, Tony?
Well, you know, I've got a fairly big piece on Halsted Street at the Steppenwolf Theater. It just went up about 3 weeks ago.
Is there a website that people can go to for more information on what you're doing and where you're doing it?
Yeah, TonyFitzpatrick.co, C-O.
TonyFitzpatrick.co for more. And, Tony, we've got to have you on more often here. I miss you.
I'd love to, man. I miss you. How's Marianne doing?
Oh, she's great. She loves all of your work. We have the stuff up all over the house, and it does make us feel good. I don't know if it makes us smarter, but I got a break here.
I don't know if
news.
It makes me smarter either.
News in two from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And, Tony, hope to talk to you again and see you soon. Thank you.
Likewise, pal. Be well. Take care.
You too.